Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos. We're learning Klavah. We're learning Siman Yod. The Chayyadim says, "If he may Yadim Asegus, he doesn't have a large amount of money. If he yikna yain lekiddush lo yil tzarchei sura elapas. So if he spends money on buying wine, because of the fact that he's so poor, he will not have money for the meal. He'll have money for the basic meal, which is bread. But more than that, paschare but dry bread mitzvah likna yosher liknus yain." As long as he has bread, he has the free can fulfill the basic minimum amount of what the suda is. So he should spend the money on yayin and not just drink something else instead, or not use bread. Okay. Now this is talking about he has enough money for pass both day and night. If by spending money on wine he will end up not having money for bread, yiknu pas. So you buy bread, then kiddush al makom suda. So you're not going to be able to kiddush anyway if you don't have bread. So you might as well eat the bread. At least you're being mekayim the suda and mitzvah. Right, the chayv lechol pas. So and second of all, you're chayv to eat pas. Which the kiddush afal kazayis pas imein lo yoser. So he'll be mekadosh on this small amount of bread that he has. That's still a valid amount that a person could say a kiddush on that. Okay. Now the in the Piskei Mishnah here, it points out that a person who likes bread more than he likes wine, so that situation would be better to make a kiddush on bread by night, and spend the money on the Sarchei Suda. So that option that he's saying, that you should spend the money on wine over bread and end up with just bread as opposed to other Sarchei Suda, that's only in a case where you don't have a chavivus to bread over wine. Yud Aleph, the person only has one cup of wine. The person's is not available to get more right now, and he realizes he doesn't have as much wine as he thought. He only has one cup of wine, so what should he do? You should use it for the lilo. If you can then add some water to it, so you'll drink part of it by night, you'll drink a mali lugum by night, and then you will add water to the remaining amount, and you'll have a revius for the following day. Then after shalom, katsu b'sheker, abal hadala kuliyama yachal habdal sheker im hukamar medina. People do not like beer as much as they like wine, and therefore a person should be kaddish on wine. And the kiddush over here is that you use a belila. So why is that? Because that's the primary kiddush. So even though we said, certain sense, nighttime you have an option of bread, and daytime you don't really have an option of bread. That's true. On the other hand, the primary kiddush is nighttime, and therefore, if you have a choice of using your wine by day or by night, you should use it for the nighttime, because that's the primary kiddush. And then if he has leftover for the next day, good. If not, he doesn't have what to say kiddush on, or he'll say kiddush on sheker if that's available. Okay, now the Chayyadim mentions over here adding, being moizig, adding water to it. So can we add water to our wine? So the Mora clearly talks about the idea of adding water to the wine. As a matter of fact, the Mora says the wines were very strong. If you wouldn't add water, it's not considered the valid wine to make kiddush on because it's too strong. The flavor would just be uncomfortable to drink, so they medavka have to add water. Nowadays, our wine are much more mild, and so can you add water? So the law is you can still add water. The assumption of the price is that even nowadays you can add water to your wine, and to water it down, and still consider wine. What is the ratio that you can add? I mean, dinner the Gemara, the preferred ratio of the Gemara was 3 parts water and 1 part wine. We can actually extend that shear up to 5 parts water and 1 part wine. But if it doesn't have time yayin at that point in time, it's so watered down, it doesn't taste like that, so you can't do that. So that's the Medina of the Gemara. The Gemara gives me these two shiurim. And nowadays, the person does not recommend being moizig more than half. What about with grape juice? So this is talking about wine. What about with grape juice? So grape juice, because it doesn't have a strong flavor to start with, it's very hesitant to add water. In the case of a person would need to, a person could add water up to some recommend even up to a half, be half water and half grape juice. It still has the time of grape juice, and that would be sufficient. If a person wants to be moisting their wine with grape juice, that's a different story. That's clearly acceptable, because halachically grape juice is considered wine, so it's not a problem to do that. Have a good day.